This is Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Kat Arney taking on your science questions. Kat, we've had a crying week, really, this week. We've got lots and lots of questions about crying. Joe DeLuco, why do we cry? Anthony Byrne, what is the purpose of crying? How has it evolved in humans? John France says, why do we laugh and cry at the same time? Andy Leonard, why do humans cry? And Ems Bamber, can crocodile tears be distinguished biochemically from normal tears? Can you help?
Yes. Now, why do we cry? It's a very highly evolved behaviour because we are the only animals that do it. Other animals, although this is possibly disputed by some scientists, don't appear to cry. Now, it's thought that you cry in response to stimulus, and some scientists thought maybe it's to do with a build-up of stress and hormones. A hormone called adrenocorticotropic hormone might actually be released through the tears. So when you're in a stressful or unhappy situation, you actually release this hormone and get it out of your body through your tears. There is evidence for certain hormones found in your tears, things like the hormone prolactin, things like potassium and manganese. And so tears produced when you're crying for emotional reasons actually have more of these things in than tears that just lubricating your eyelids. So perhaps you might be able to tell if someone is just faking it or just got the onions out by measuring these hormones in their tears. Interestingly, another thing about crying, women do cry more than men. It's thought to be to do with certain hormones that are only found in women. A study showed on average that men cry about once a month. Women cry about 5 times a month on average, more around your time of the month, ladies. The other interesting thing about crying is that it may well have evolved as a communication signal to say, I'm really unhappy and I need a cuddle, or I'm really upset, I'm really angry, I'm really stressed, because obviously people can see your tears and respond to them. So it may well be some kind of signal showing that you're vulnerable, that you're unhappy, that other people can respond to.
Brilliant answer. Thank you very much, Kat.